Today's daf is Vochim daf Yud Gimel, and we are at the two dots in the middle of daf Yud Beis Amid Beis. So the Masechta begins Kolas Vochim Shem Nizbuchu Shaloy L'Shman K'sherim Ela Shaloy Olu L'Bailim L'Shem Chayim, stating that the Mishnah on daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis brought from Shimon ben Azai, also known as Ben Azai, who said that I have a Kabbalah that on the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was appointed to be the Rosh Yeshiva, somebody came in and said over in the name of 72 Zakenim, Zakein, not Zakenim, that the Girsa that we have is a little bit wrong. It's not Kol HaZvachim, but rather it's Kol HaZvachim HaNecholim. What's the difference if it's Kol HaZvachim or Kol HaZvachim HaNecholim? Kol HaZvachim would include all Zvachim. Kol HaZvachim HaNecholim would include only Zvachim that are Nechol, meaning it would exclude Oila, and that's what the Mishnah said. He meant to say that just like a Pesach and a Kakla Shaloi L'Shma is possible, an Oila Shaloi L'Shma is going to be possible as well. So when you learn the Mishnah on the Abayz, you have four Shittas with regards to when exactly a carbon that was brought Shaloi L'Shma is possible. You have to wait till the Mishnah and Daf Yud Aleph from the base to see the fifth Shita. It's this fifth Shita, it's Ben Azai, in the name of 72 Zokein, that an Oila 2 is a carbon where if one of the Dalit Avodas Adam were done Shaloi L'Shma, the Allah is it's going to be possible. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav, Udumai Tamid Ben Azai. What's the Makar to Ben Azai? Oila hu isha reich nichay l'ashem. It says, regarding the carbon, Oila, Oila hu. And we learn from there, Hi L'Shma k'sheira, Shaloi L'Shma psula. So the word who, as we've had previously with regards to the carbon chatos, suggests that it has to be done dafka in this way meaning the halacha of lishma, but if the oil is going to be brought shalei lishma, it's going to be possible. Freak the Gemara, if you want to go down that road, asham nami ksiv behu, so why don't we say that in asham too, shalei lishma is going to be possible, and according to the Mishnah Shlema, the Ikashit and the Mishnah, the Tanakam, it's only Pesach and Chatos, and even Ben Azai is just being moisef oila, but it doesn't sound like Ben Azai holds that an Asham Shaloi L'Shma is possible. If the Makar to Ben Azai Shita that an Oila Shaloi L'Shma is possible is from the word who, Asham it also says who. So the Gemara says, nah, who la'achak tar same urim udiksev. You can't darshan the word who that it says by Asham, like the Gemara said several times throughout the first parakir Masechet Zvachim, because the word who that it says by Karban Asham, it says by the Haktara. And being that we know the Haktara itself is not ma'akev, so certainly doing the Haktara Shaloi L'Shma is not going to be ma'akev. So the word who that it says by and Asham has no bearing. But Freik the Gemara, Hay Nami Lachak Taras Hemurim Hudaksev. What's the who that the Gemara just brought as a makar that Oila Shaloi L'Shma is possible? V'hikter ha-mizbecha Oila hu isha reich nechayach l'ashem. V'hikter ha-mizbecha. We're talking about the reich nechayach. So the uhu that it says by Oila is also regarding Haktara. So if you can't darshan the who by Asham because the who of Asham is discussing Haktara, how could you darshan the who by Oila? Says the Gemara, Trei hu ksivi. By Oila, it says the word who twice. And granted, both times that it says who is by Haktara. The first one is the pasuk we just mentioned. The second one is the hektartas kola ayil hamizbecha Oila hu lashem reich nechayach isha lashem hu. But even though the two who's are both regarding Haktara, but once you have an extra who, albeit by Haktara, you can apply it to the Dalet Avoidus, and you can tell me, it's coming to teach me, that Shaloi L'Shma, it's going to be possible. But the Gemara says, Gabi Asham Nami Trei Hu Ksivi. If you go through the Parsha of the Ashamas, you're going to find the word who twice there too. So again, if Taim Adur Ben Azai, that was Marba Oila, that an Oila is like a Pesach and a Chatas, that Shaloi L'Shma is possible, because it says who, Asham it also says who, and Ben Azai was only Moisef Oila, he wasn't Moisef Asham, Elo Ben Azai, said Rav Huna, Bekal V'chaymer, Maisilo. You want to know Pshat Ben Azai? He learned it not from a word who, it's rather learned from one of the Yud Gimel Midah Shatar and addresses by him, the Mid of Kal V'chaim. What's the Kal V'chaim? Machatosh in a kolo. Shachtosh Shloi L'Shma Psula Madach HaKarben Chatos. That's not kolo. It doesn't have to be burnt completely on the Mizbeach. The Halacha is Chatosh Shloi L'Shma Psul Oila Shihi Kolo like Holshkin, and certainly an Oila, which is more Chashuv, it's more Kaddish, so to speak. It's more chomer that it's kulei kol. Certainly, it should have this chomer that shalei l'shma is going to be possible. Frank the Gemara, mal chata shekei mechaperes. I can argue that maybe chatas is more chomer than an oila. Why are you assuming that chatas is the kal and oila is the chomer? Maybe chatas is the chomer and oila is the kal because chatas has a maila that it's a mechaper. Oila is doirein ba'almahi. It's not a mechaper. But the Gemara says Pesach yechiyach. I hear, but I could always say let's learn from Pesach. Pesach also shaloi lishma's pasul, and Pesach is not a mechaper. But Maila Pesach shkins mani kavua. Pesach has another Maila. Pesach's Maila is that it's mani kavua. It has to be brought biyur dalid bein arbay chatos lechia. Chatos doesn't have to be brought in as man kavua. So the gemara bechazar adin leiroi zeh kuroi zeh veleiroi zeh kuroi zeh. What we have is a tzad hashava 101. Hatzad Ashava Shebahen, Shein Kotchim is Chachton Shaloy Lishma Pasol. The Tzad Ashava between Chattas and Pesach is their Kotchim and Shaloy Lishma is Pasol. Afani Avi Oyla, Shehi Kotchim, the Shachta Shaloy Lishma Psula. So it's for that reason, said Rav Huna Ben Azai, learned from Tzad Ashava of Chattas and Pesach that if Chattas and Pesach Shaloy Lishma is Pasol, so too Oyla is going to be Pasol. You're going to tell me how could you learn from Chattas? Chattas is Mechaper, Pesach Teichiach. You're going to tell me how could you learn from Pesach? Pesach is Manei Kavua, Chattas Teichiach. From the Tzad HaShova between Chattas and Pesach, I'll be Marba Oyla. Frank the Gemara, Malo Tzad HaShova, Shabem Shiesh Ben Tzad Chorus. Lechur, the Tzad HaShova has a common denominator, a chumra that Oyla doesn't have, and what is that? That's Tzad Chorus. Chattas has a Tzad Chorus because Chattas is Mechaper for Chayvi Krisis B'Shoigig. Pesach has a Tzad Chorus because if you don't bring the carbon Pesach, you Chayv Chorus. So they each have a Tzad Chorus, as the Gemara Ben Azai, Tzad Chorus Oy Parach. Ben Azai wasn't a spoil from the Pirch of Tzad Chorus, even though the Gemara brought it previously in the Mesechta, but Ben Azai himself, he wasn't moved by this Pirch of Tzad Chorus. Rashi says why? Lufi She'enoi Shove B'Shneim. Top Rashi on the Omid. Because the chorus of Chattos and the chorus of Pesach aren't the same thing. The Chattos einoy onush chorus al havasoy, ella al shigegas chorus uba. U Pesach onush chorus al havasoy. Because like we said, it's a different chorus. The chorus of Chattos is because the Chattos is mechaper for an avera. She's doing a chorus. It's mechaper and chayvi krisus. The chorus on Pesach is if you don't bring this carbon, you're going to be chayv chorus. It's not the same chorus. The tzad hashava is tzad chorus. Tzad chorus loy parach. But the Gemara says that if the makar to Ben Azai that oyla shaloy lishma is possible because he learns it from the tzad hashava between chattas and Pesach luchura asham nani leisi, then an asham shaloy lishma should also be possible. Why shouldn't Asham Shalei Lishma possible? Because L'chur, you can make the same exact limud. Learn Asham from Chattas. And any pircha you can have from Chattas, you'll tell me, Pesach Teichiach. Pesach is Manek Kavua, Chattas Teichiach. Says the Gemara, no. It was Pasha that you can't learn Asham from a Tzad HaShava between Chattas and Pesach. It's Mala Tzad HaShava Shebehem. Sheken Yeshna B'tzibur Kibiyachin. The Chattas and the Pesach is Yeshnei B'tzibur Kibiyachid, whereas the carbon Asham, an Asham is not Ba B'tzibur, being that you can't have an Asham Tzibur, so that's considered a Kula. V'iba Yaseima, Tzad Koris Nami Parch. Maybe really the reason that in Oyla, Shaloy Lishma is possible, is not learned out from the Tzad HaShava between Pesach and Chattas. And the reason you can't learn it from the Tzad HaShava from Pesach and Chattas is because there's a Pircha on the Tzad HaShava. What's the Pircha? Malat Tzad HaShava Shebehem Sheyesh Yesh Behem Tzad Kars. And it's for that reason there's no Kasha. Why didn't Ben Azai also say that Asham Shaloy Lishma is possible? Learn Asham from the Tzad HaShava? Because there is no Tzad HaShava. Just like you can't learn Oyla from the Tzad HaShava, you can't learn Asham from the Tzad HaShava either. So we answered the Kasha of Asham. The problem is, what's the Makar that Oyla Shaloy Lishma is possible? We thought that maybe the Makar is the word who. It says the word who twice, but by Asham it says the word who twice as well, and Ben Azai never said that Asham Shaloy Lishma is possible. Then we thought that maybe he learned it from a Kal V'Chomer with a Mahatzad from Chattas and Pesach. But the Gemara is saying that doesn't work either, because Malat Tzad HaShava Shebehem Sheken Yesh Ben Tzad Koris. And right now we're saying Tzad Koris Nami Parach. So okay, so what's the Makar then in Oyla Shaloy Lishma is possible? Says the Gemara, Ben Azai Gemara Gamrla. He had a Mesaira. He had a tradition, Rashi says, Mi Pi Ayim Beis Zekeinim Kedetnan, like he said in the Mishnah. So why did Rav Huna say that Taima de Ben Azai was Mikal V'Chomer? Meaning if it's not Mikal V'Chomer, it's a Mesaira. It's like a Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So it's not a Kal V'Chomer. So why did Rav Huna say Kal V'Chomer? Says the Gemara, L'chadet Bas HaTalmidim. He did it simply to be, he wanted to sharpen the Talmidim. He wanted to throw something at them, something that wasn't even true, so that they'd be shakal v'tari, and he felt that he would sharpen their minds a little bit. But Enoch Hanami, Lafi HaEmes, Taimid Ben Azai is not because of who. Taimid Ben Azai is not related to a Kal V'Chomer. Taimid Ben Azai, who's Moisif, even Oyla, is simply, he had a Mesoira Gemara Gomrala. Rashi says, L'chadei Talmidov, Sheyikshu Loi Tshuva Olav. He wanted them to go back and forth with him. Inami, Sheyitnu Lipan Liyos Charifim. He wanted to sharpen their minds. They should be a charif. Lidroish kalim v'chamurim me'eleim kibinaz. He wanted to teach them how to darshan a kal v'chaymas. He was sharpening their minds so that they should be charif to be able to darshan a kal v'chaymas. I saw in the Sha'arim Mitzvayonim b'halacha, he still saw a well-known var that Rabbi Chanan in Masechtas Kedushin brings from his Rebbe, Rabbi Chaim Briska. The Gemara over there, it's Kedushin Daf Yud Amid Beis. The Gemara is discussing a Kal V'Chaymer. Says the Gemara as follows: Sholach Le, Ve'ato I'ato Oimer Kein, Muchzakani B'Chashati Baki B'Chedrei Torah. I know that you're a Baki B'Chedrei Torah, and Lidrish B'Kal V'Chaymer I'ato Yedea. You don't know how to darshan a Kal V'Chaymer. So one Amayra tells another Amayra, I know you're a Baki. You're a tremendous Talmud Chacham. You're a Yedea Sefer. You can varf all over the place. And you don't know how to darshan a Kal V'Chaymer. Rabbi Chanan said that he heard from his Rebbe, Rabbi Chaim. The Rabbi Chaim was bothered that Zayt then daf min Zayn a Baki to darshan a Kal V'Chaymer. L'chur, to darshan a Kal V'Chaymer, you don't have to be a Baki. To darshan a Kal V'Chaymer, you have to be a Charef. Kal V'Chaymer means that you know Svaris and you're going to come up with a Gevaldig Svarot, like Rashi says. That he wanted, that Rav Huna did, sheyitnu libam liyos charifim lidresh kalim v'chamurim. L'chayr, in order to darshan a kal v'chayr, you have to be a charif, you have to be a bal svara, you have to be a lamdin. What is this? He tells him, muchzakani b'chosh ato baki b'chedrei toira. I know you're a baki, you don't have to darshan a kal v'chayr. So Rav Chanan said that, the Rebbe Rav Chaim said, ki lidresh b'kal v'chayr ain't tzarech l'bekiyas. It's true, to darshan a kal v'chayr, you don't have to be a baki. What you have to be is you have to be a charev. Avoleda sha kal v'chaymer hu shal kayama ve'ein olav shum pircha lezet zarech li yizbaki b'chedrei Torah. Ki efshe sha kal v'chaymer hu behilcha Shabbos ve'ein olav pircha medinei tumo k'yaitze b'zeh. So that's why you have to be a baki. So really, in order to dash in the kal v'chaymer, you have to be two things. You have to be a charev. You have to be an oikar harev. To be able to darshan the Kal V'Chaymer, to understand Kal and to understand Chomer and to work through the Kal V'Chaymer. But then even after you darshan the Kal V'Chaymer, you have to make sure it's true. Right? That's true really with all of this. You have to be a Charif, you have to be an Oikaharim. To come up with the lamdas, you have to know it's true. So for that, sometimes you need bekiyas. And at a chanam, you could be learning Hilcha Shabbos and saying a phenomenal lamdas, but it could be there's a pircha in terms of the emeskite of what you're saying from Hilchas Tumo. So to darshan the ikir kal v'chaymer, yeah, for that you have to be a charif. Like Rashi says over here, you wanted to be mechadid as talmidim, they should be charifim to be able to darshan the kal v'chaymer. But there's also an idea that you have to be a baki to make sure that it's true, to make sure that it's oizkehalten and there's no pircha from anywhere else. Either way, on that note, nacha mishnah. So we've been saying throughout the Masechta that when the Mishnah talks about a carbon shaloi l'shma, it means that the machshava shaloi l'shma happened during one of the dalet avodas adam. It happened either during the shechita, the kabbalah, the halacha, and the zrika. How do we know that? It's this Mishnah right here. It's like the Mishnah. HaPesach v'achatos, she'shachton shaloi l'shma. And the Pesach v'achatos, where the shechita was done shaloi l'shma. Or kibel, v'halach v'zarak shaloi l'shma. Or the Kabbalah, the Halacha, or the Zrika was done Shalei Lishman. So if either the Shechita, the Kabbalah, the Halacha, and the Zrika were done Shalei Lishman, Oy Lishman, the Shalei Lishman, or the Avodas were done Lishma and Shalei Lishman. Oy Shalei Lishman, but Lishman. Or it was done Shalei Lishma and Lishma. The difference is, was the Lishma first, or was the Shalei Lishma first? In any one of those cases, what's the Halacha? What's the definition of Lishman b'shalei Lishman? Lishan Pesach l'shalei b'shalamim. So Kayim was doing the Shechita, and the beginning of the Shechita he had in mind when he shechts his carbon Pesach that he's bringing it Lishan Pesach, and then in middle he had a hearer, he said no Lishan Shalom. So the beginning was Lishan Pesach and the end was Lishan Shalom. What's an example of Shalei Lishman b'shalam? It's just the opposite. Lishan Shalom and Lishan Pesach. First he was thinking Lishan Shalom, then he was thinking Lishan Pesach. Either way, whether the entire Avodah was done Shalei Lishma or only Mixas of the Avodah was done Shalei Lishma, it was Lishma v'Shalei Lishma or it was Shalei Lishma v'Lishma. In either case, the halach is that it's going to be possible. And then the Mishnah repeats Shehazevach nifsol barba dvarim, the zevach with a machshava shalei lishma by a pesach and a chatas will be pasul in any one of four things: b'shchita, u'bekibul, u'behiloch, u'bezrika. So the Mishnah doesn't just say it once; it's shina kasev la'akiv. The Mishnah says it twice. This idea that when we talk about a machshava shalei lishma, that disqualifies Karban Pesach or Karban Chatas or Market Islay, the five shitas that we have had so far in terms of what exactly a carbon is possible shalei lishma, it's dafka by the dollar of avodas adam. Reb Shimon machshav behiloch says the Mishnah saying that, and everybody agrees with this. Reb Shimon holds that it's only three avodas. It's shchita, kabbalah, and zrika. But hiloch halacha itself not. Shair oimer if shabalei shchita v'shalei kabbalah v'shalei zrika. It's impossible to bring a carbon and not do shchita, kabbalah, and zrika. Aval ef shabalei hiloch. But it's possible to bring a carbon and not do halach. How so? Shechem b'tzad mizbech v'zayrek. You can do shechita b'tzad mizbech. As a result, Reb Shimon holds that there's no machshav shloi l'shma when it comes to halach. We'll see more about Reb Shimon in the coming days. Reb Lezer says, "I'm a halach b'makom shu tzarich l'halach machshav peisalas. B'makom shein tzarich l'halach ein machshav peisalas." Reb Lezer makes a compromise between the chacham and Reb Shimon. The chachamim say halach shloi l'shma is possible. Reb Shimon's machshav halach. Reb Shimon says halach shloi l'shma is going to be kosher. Reb Lezer is an in-between shita. Reb Lezer says it depends. If you did halacha when you had to do halacha, so then it comes out the halacha was ma'akev. There was no way to bring this carbon without halacha. So then the machshava is going to pass. If you did halacha in a context where you didn't have to do halacha, there the halacha is not going to pass. Either way, the Mishnah said that even though the Masechta began, kol azvachin shenizbechu, and nizbechu, what does the word zvicha mean? It means shchita. So it's mashma little. From the beginning of the Masechta, that the halacha of shaloi l'shma, just from the Mishnah, is dafka by shchita. Stating that it's not only by shchita, it's true by kabbalah, it's true by halacha, it's true by zrika as well. Break the gemara. The kabbalah mi pasul, is that true that if somebody does a kabbalah shloi l'shma, that halacha is going to be pasul? But tanya, we learned it a brisa. V'hikrivu bnei aharon akoyanim es adam v'zorku es adam ala mizbeach soviv asher pesach oyomoy. Says the brisa. What does it mean? V'hikrivu bnei aharon akoyanim es adam zu kabbalah sadam. It means kabbalah. Ato imi kabbalah sadam. Zrika doesn't sound like it means Kabbalah. What does Vikrivo mean? You're going to bring it. So bringing it sounds more like Zrika, which is the Avoida that actually brings the Dam onto the Mizbeach. So doesn't it sound like a doichik to say Vikrivo means Kabbalah? Says the Gemara, I hear, but Kishuaymer, when the Pasik says Vizorku Esadam Ala Mizbeach, that's the Hemshech HaPasik Kare Zrika Om. Hamani Mekayim Vikrivo. What then must Vikrivo mean? Zu Kabbalah Sadam. So when it says Vikrivo Bnei Aharon Akiyanim Esadam, and then Vizorku Esadam, we know Vikrivo doesn't mean Zrika, because that's the Hemshech, that's Vizorku Esadam Ala Mizbeach. So what then does Vikrivo mean? It means Kabbalah. Okay, so the price continues. It says Vikrivo Bnei Aharon HaKoyanim. We learn from there, Bnei Aharon HaKoyanim Shetei B'Koyin Kosher. Number one, who has to do the Kabbalah? A Koyin. Ubekli Shores, he has to be wearing his big day kahuna. Am Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, the Kabbalah Shleitei Ala B'Koyin Kosher B'Kli Shores. How do we know that the Kabbalah has to be done Dafka? Koyin kosher and a klisharis nemakam bnei aharon v'nemal halon elish mois bnei aharon akoyhanim amishuchin mal halon. We were talking about aharon's sons; they were koyin kosher. Ube klisharis, they were wearing big dekuna afkan. So too, when it says v'krivu bnei aharon akoyhanim, it doesn't mean any ben aharon; it means bnei aharon akshe. And it doesn't mean any ben aharon kosher. He has to dafka be wearing his big day kahuna afkam bekoyin kosher ubeklishay. So the gemara continues. Amar Rab Tarfin. Rab Tarfin said akapeach es bonai. Said a lashon klala, as if something bad should happen to his children. In loisha mati, if it's not true that I heard lahavchin hefresh ben kabbalah v'zrika, I heard a chilek between kabbalah v'zrika. The ain't the farish. I posha can't remember. So Rab Tarfin remarks in rather dramatic fashion that he remembers hearing a chilek between Kabbalah and Zrika. The Eli the Farish. Rabbi Kiva was there. He said, "Ani Farish, I'll tell you what you heard. Kabbalah number one, loy osaba machshava kemaisa. By Kabbalah, a machshava is not kemaisa. Zrika osaba machshava kemaisa, as opposed to by Zrika. We'll see what that means in a minute. Kibloy bechutz enichayv kares. If somebody does the Kabbalah Sadam of a carbon bachutz, he's not chayiv karas. It's not included in the parasha of shchutei chutz. But zarkoi bachutz on his karas. If somebody does rika bachutz, he is going to be chayiv karas. Kiblu psul in chayavin aleh. If someone that's not allowed to do Kabbalah, like a zar, does Kabbalah Sadam, he's not chayiv misa. Zarku psulin chayavin aleh. So Tarfin says that he heard a chiluk between Kabbalah and Zrik. He can't remember what the chiluk was. So Mikiva tells Rav Tav, I'll tell you what it is. There's three chilukim. Number one, by Kabbalah, machshav is not kemaisa. By Zrika, machshav is kemaisa. Number two, we know there's a parish of shchutei chutz. You can't bring a carbon outside of the makom hamikdash. Kabbalah b'chutz, that's okay. Zrika b'chutz, chayvei krisos. Additionally, we know that apostle can't do Kabbalah, apostle can't do Zrika. Stating that there's a chilek. If apostle does Kabbalah, he's not chayim misa. If apostle does Zrika, he's chayim misa. Amar Reb Tarfin. Reb Tarfin told Rabbi Akiva, avoida. He swore. Imitisa Yomin Usmoil Anisha Mativ Emel Farish Ato Dairish Umaskin Lishmua. In other words, he said, you got it 100% right. He said, I couldn't figure it out for myself. I was going backwards and forwards, rechts and links, and I couldn't figure out exactly what it was. I heard what this chilik is between Kabbalah and Zrika, and you explained it to me so nicely. Beloshin as a Omaloy Akiva, Kalapirish Mimcha, Kipirish Mechayev. Al Koponim, what do you see in this price? What do we need? So there's nice agada that we can take out of this braisa, but that's not what we need for this morning. What we need from this braisa is that the first of the three chalukim Rabbi Kiva said between Kabbalah and Zrika is Kabbalah loy asaba machshava kemaisa, Zrika asaba machshava kemaisa. Doesn't that mean loy asaba machshava kemaisa that if you have a machshava hapaiselas, such as a machshava shaloy l'shma b'shas Kabbalah, it doesn't disqualify the carbon. Whereas if you have a machshava apiselos b'shas d'zrika, it does disqualify the carbon. So again, what was the beginning of the Gemara? V'kabbalah mipaslo, the Mishnah says, ha-pesach v'achatos is lav davke shchita shaloy l'shma, but rather ha-zevach nifsal barbot varim, b'shchita u'bekibol u'behiluch b'zrika. The Mishnah said it twice, that if a person does any one of the dalal avodah sadah, le'in yonenu, even Kabbalah, shaloy l'shma, by a pesach and a chatas, the halachas is going to be possible. Have a mufurish abraisa, where Rabbi Akiva says that one of the three chalukim between Kabbalah and Zrika is that by Kabbalah loy also ba machshava kemaisa. Doesn't that by definition mean that there's no concept of a machshava peiselas when it comes to Kabbalah? So the Gemara says, Omar Rava loy kasha kan b'machsheves pigel. There's different types of machshavos hapoisleis. There's a machshava shloy lishma that passes, and there's a machshavas pigel that passes. Our Mishnah is talking about a machshava shloy lishma. Machshava shloy lishma, Kabbalah is included. So if the Kohen was bringing a carbon pesach or a chatas, and b'shas the Kabbalah he had in mind shloy lishma, yeah, that's possible. This brisa, Rabbi Akiva said that Kabbalah lo yosef a machshava kemaisa. He was discussing pigle. A machshev is pigle b'shas Kabbalah. That already is going to be different. Says the Gemara. Deikanami diktoni shazevach nifsav like toni mispagel shmamina. Deikanami that the Mishnah only means shaloi l'shma. And the Mishnah doesn't mean pigle, because the Lashon HaMishnah was Shazevach Nifsal Bar Badvar. And if the Mishnah meant to say pigle as well, then the Mishnah should have added Shazevach Nifsal. V'hazevach nispagel. Elamai, the Mishnah is not talking about pigle. The Mishnah is talking about shloi l'shma, which is the sugya. So being that we're talking about shloi l'shma, in shloi l'shma, we're being mar b'kabbalah. That brisa, that's talking about pigle. So there's a chilek then between shloi l'shma and between pigle. Machshava shloi l'shma b'shas kabbalah passes the carbon. Machshava is pigle b'shas kabbalah does not pass the carbon. Fake the Gemara, is that true? Machshava is pigle loy passes b'kabbalah. V'otanya, how could you say that? It's a mefurish b'raisa. Yochel loy tehe machshava me'ila elos ala b'zriko. I would have had a havamina that the only time a machshava is pigle passes the carbon is if the machshava happened b'shas zriko. And the reason you would have that havamina is because the pasuk, it's a very ambiguous pasuk, the pasuk that describes pigle, right? It's in two places in the Torah. But both psukim, then he ochel ye ochel mipsar zevach shlama bayema shlishi, lo ye rotze hamakriv. I said, lo ye rotze is zriko. We're talking about ritsui, hamakriv. That's the zriko lechura. So there would definitely be mokoi to make a mistake and think that being that the Torah is talking about ritsui when it describes pigle, that maybe the only time the machshev is pigle impacts the carbon is if you had it b'shas to lo yirotza. How do you know? I mean, either Rabbi Shechit v'Kabbalah, how do you know that if someone has machshavas pigle at the time that he was doing one of the other avodas, the halacha is that it's considered pigle. Talmud Loimar, it says v'mei ochel ye yochel mipsar zevach shlomov lo yirotza. And we learn from there b'dvorim hamivin lidei achila hakosim medaber that machshavas pigle impacts the carbon not only if it happened b'shas riko, but if it happened during anything that's mevi lidei achila. Pause. We know that in order for someone to get ritzui from a carbon, you had to do dalal avodah sadah. That had to be done shchita kabbalah ilachas zrika. After the zrika, there were other things that were done with the carbon. Number one, haktaras imurim. The fats of the carbon were burnt. Number two, shvicha shirayim. Any leftover dam after the zrika had to be poured, wherever it had to be poured on. B'makom ha'mizbeach. Number three, achilas basar. Achilas basar was a big deal. Malamed shakoyanim oichlim, ubaylim mischaprim. So there were other avoidas, what the Gemara calls shiorim mitzvah. Shiorim, in the sense that they're not ma'akiv in the kapar. Now, in order for the basar of the carbon to be eaten, you had to do the dalal avoidas sadam. You had to do the shchita kabbalah hilachas zrika. Meaning, what would be if the kohen never did the zrika? We didn't do the zrika yet. The dam got lost. Could you eat the basar or could you not eat the basar? The answer is you can't. And the reason is because just like the Dalet Avodas were ma'akiv in Kapara, the Dalet Avodas were also ma'akiv in the Heter Achiva. You couldn't eat the basar of the carbon unless the Dalet Avodas Adam. This is one of the most important fundamental yesoidas that you have to internalize as you go through Zayde Kachan, because it's something that's going to come up over and over and over again. So the Dalet Avodas Adam really served two functions. Number one, they were the meratza. That's the primary function. This person's bringing a carbon for a reason. So he fulfilled his tafkid of bringing a carbon as soon as the Dalet Avodas Adam were done. But additionally, the Dalet Avodas Adam were what was matter, the basar, la'achila. They were also what was matter the haktara se'murim, which the Gemara always refers to as achila, not achilas adam, but rather achilas mizbech. Says the Gemara, being that the parsha of pickle says v'mei ochel ye ochel, we're talking about achila. So we marpa that you know when a machsheves pickle passes a carbon, if it happened during any davar hamevili de achila, anything that you need to do to be matter achila, to be matter achilas basol kayhanim adubaylim, to be matter achilas mizbeach, as in Haktara Seimurim. What do you need in order to be Matar Achila? The same thing you need in order to get Ritzui. Dalet Avodas Adam. That's how I know that Halacha is that it's not only Zriko, it's not only the Ritzui, where we say if you have a Machsheves Pigel, the carbon is going to be Basel. But Bidvarim Hamivin Lidei Achila Akosa Medaber. If the Machsheves Pigel was Bishashchita or Kabbalah or Halacha or Zriko, you're going to have the same Halacha. Says the Gemara Yochashani Marba, I would have thought that you should be Marba Avshvichashirayim Vaktara Seimurim. Pause. What would be the Hava meaning? You should be Marba Shvicha Shirayim Akhtara Seimurim. You have to do the Shvicha Shirayim in order to eat the Basar? Do you have to do the Akhtara Seimurim in order to eat the Basar? So Demis is like this. Likat Chila, you're supposed to be Makhtar Seimurim before you eat the Basar. And you can't eat the Basar unless you're Makhtar Seimurim. But you have not. Meaning, let's say there were no Emurim. The Emurim got lost. They became Tameh. So you could still eat the Basar. So on some level, there is a Sheikhis between Achila and Akhtara Seimurim. Because Likat Chila, you're supposed to be makter the emurim before you eat the basa. So on some level, the aktor is a matter. It's a meichel because it's allowing you to eat it. But shvich shirayim is a little shver. There's a mesha chachma that talks about this. The inkama kami laharach. Because certainly it sounds like from the Gemara that on some level there's a shaychis between the aktor is emurim and the shvich shirayim. But bottom line says the Gemara, if the definition of an avoda that relates to pigul is dvarim hamavim l'de achila. So I would think you should be married shvicha shoyim aktaris. Remember, Talmud Loim says be'im hashlich shel yiratze hamakriv oisoi lo yichosh. What do we learn from there? Zrika bechlal hoisa. So the Torah use zrika as the mashal, as the dogma. When does Machshav speak? Why did Torah pick Zrika? Just like Zrika is an Avoida, that's Ma'akiv Kapora. It's not just a Michael. It's also Ma'akiv Kapora. Afkol Avoida, Ma'akeves Kapora. Yatsu. Therefore, we exclude Shvicha Shirayim Vaktara Simru, despite the fact that we said on some level they must be a Michael. But being that they're a Ma'akiv Kapora, therefore they're going to be on the outside looking in. You're not going to have a Machshav speak. Okay, very nice, Bryce. So we got some of the Yisoidus of Pigle here. But why did Gemara bring this Braisa? Gemara brought this Braisa because what it comes out is that Machsheves Pigel is not exclusive to Zrika, but it's exclusive to any Avoida that's Ma'akiv Kapara. Shchita Kabbalah Ilacha Zrika. That means if someone, a Kohen, would have a Machsheves Pigel while he's doing the Kabbalah, it would pass all the carbon. So how could we say that when Rabbi Akiva said that one of the three chalukim between Kabbalah and Zrika is by Kabbalah Le'asa Machsheves Kemaisa, but by Zrika Asa Machsheves Kemaisa? And he doesn't mean Machsheves Shloi Lashma, because that's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says Kabbalah Shloi Lashma is possible by Pesach and Achatas. Elam me means Machsheves Pigel. There's no Machsheves Pigel by Kabbalah. Stachin Egan, I'm a Furisha Braisa. The Braisa says clearly Zrika Lav Dafka, but anything that's Doimit is Zrika. Anything that's an avoida, it's a Michael, and it's ma'akiv kaparo. So the Gemara says, you're right. Eloloi kasha. You have to say, hoda amar reini shoychit al menas the kabel doma lemacha. Hoda amar hareini mekabel doma al menas lishpech shirayim lemacha. When we say that there's pigle by Kabbalah, it's true. And when we say there's no pigle by Kabbalah, it's also true. How could they both be true? The Braisa that says that there is pigle by Kabbalah, this latter Braisa that the Gemara brought, is discussing with a Kohen had a Machsheves pigle while he was doing the Kabbalah. He was doing the Kabbalah and he had a mind to eat the basar, to be makter de murim, or do shvicha shirayim. He had a mind to do something. If the Machshava took place at the time that he was doing Kabbalah, it's a Machsheves pigle. Where Rabbi Akiva said that there's no Machsheves pigle by Kabbalah, he was talking about not when the Kohen was doing the Kabbalah and having a Machshava Zara. It was when the Kohen was doing Shchit And while he was doing shechita, he had a machshava to do the Kabbalah chutz l'zmani chutz l'mkayma. So the Kabbalah was the subject of the machshava. It was the subject of the machshava. That's not a machshava's pigel. Machshava's pigel is you had a mind to do zrika, achilas basar, haktara, shvicha shirayim, not Kabbalah. So that's both true. If you had the machshava while you were doing the Kabbalah, that's a machshava's pigel. But if the machshava was to do the Kabbalah, that not. So says the Gemara, but we're not finished yet. Veshvicha shirayim v'aktora seimurim lo pasul b'machshava. Is that true? That shvicha shirayim and aktora seimurim, there's no psal machshava? When did we say that? In the previous brisa. And the Gemara said, yochol, you would think to be marbe shvicha shirayim v'aktora seimurim, because they too are machilim, being that they're machilim, so maybe, yochol, but dvar manvil de'achilo, maybe we should include them into the halacha of machshava's pigel. What do we say? No, it has to be done with zrika. Zrika is ma'akev kapara, only something that's ma'akev kapara. Faith the Gemara, is that true? True. In other words, there is no pigel by shvicha shirayim and aktara seimurim. By the time we learned in the Mishnah, yochol loyitei machshava mielas al b'achilas basar. I would have thought that the only time there's something called machshavas pigels by achilas basar. Neither rabbi shvicha shirayim and aktara seimurim. How do you know this machshavas pigel even by shvicha shirayim and aktara seimurim? Time we learned the pasuk says v'meyochol yeyochol. It says the word achila twice in the pasuk. Both psukim that talk about pigel in the Torah say those words v'meyochol yeyochol. And we learn from there heyochol yeyochol double loshin v'shtei achilas akasam adam. The Torah is talking about two different types of achilas. Achas achilas adam v'achas Achivas Mizbeach. So you see clearly that the halacha of pigel applies not only to it applies even to shvicha shirayim and aktara seimurim, not only achilas basar, but to those things as well. So how could the brayse have just said that there's no pigel by shvicha shirayim and aktara seimurim? And the Gemara says the very obvious answer. You have to know what the havamina was even. Like kasha, hada amar, same teretz like we said before. Hareini zoik reik al menas lishpech shirayim lemachar. One Bryce is talking about where you had the machshavas pigel while you were doing the aktara, while you were doing the shvicha shirayim. The aktara and the shvicha shirayim is not an avoda chashuva that suggests that if you had a machshava at that time to do something chutz l'zmani chutz l'mkayim, it's going to be machshavas pigel. When we say that there is a machshavas pigel as it relates to shvicha shirayim haktara seimurim, what we mean is where the machshava was to do the shvicha shirayim or the haktara seimurim. Not you had the machshava while you were doing the shvicha shirayim haktara seimurim, but rather you had the machshava while you're doing one of the dalet avodas hama'akves apart. But you thought about doing either the shvicha shirayim haktara seimurim. They were the subject of the machshava. That would in fact be a machshava apisal. So the bottom line is, what comes out of this Gishmati Gemara is a few things. Number one, machshava shaloy lishma b'shas kabbalah is a machshava apisal. How do you know that? It's a mission that you've given them an hour. A machshavas pigel b'shas kabbalah, what's the halacha, is also a machshava apisal. How do you know that? That's the brisa that the Gemara brought on the bottom of the Afiyat Gimel Manal. If somebody would do the shechita and b'shas the shechita would have in mind to do the Kabbalah, chutz l'zmani chutz l'mkayimai, that was Rabbi Akiva. That was one of the three chilukim between Kabbalah and Zrika. That would not be a machshava hapiselas. If somebody had a machshava hapiselas, if the Kohen would think pigel, b'shas the shvicha shirayim and aktara seimurim, it would not be a machshavas pigel. Why not? Because you have to be mechashiv during one of the dvarim hamivin li deachila that are also ma'akiv kapara. Do me this rika. And shvicha shirayim haktara seimurim, I'm not ma'akiv the kapara. Therefore, you can't have a machshavas pigel during those avoidas. It wouldn't pass all the carpet. If, however, somebody was doing one of the dalet avoidas adam, and while the kohen was doing one of the dalet avoidas adam, he had in mind to be ma'akiv the murim or to be shayfech the shirayim chutz l'zmani chutz l'mkayimai, that would be a machshava hapesalas. But before we go weiter, just one ha'ara, one lumdis, we're going to speak out among us. That is that one of the things the Gemara said, one of the yisoidis you take out very, very clearly, is that a machshav of chutz l'zmani chutz l'mkayimai b'shas kabbalah is a machshavas pigel. But if the kohen was doing the shechita and he had in mind to do the kabbalah chutz l'zmani chutz l'mkayimai, that would not be a machshavas pigel. And that was what Rabbi Akiva told Rabbi Tarfin. You heard a chilek between Kabbalah and Zrika, and you don't know to be mefarish, you're not exactly sure what the chilek is. I'll tell you what the chilek is. Three chilukim. One of them is if you're machashav to do Zrika chutz l'zmani chutz l'mkayimai, it's a machshavas pigel. But if you're machashav to do Kabbalah chutz l'zmani chutz l'mkayimai, that's not going to be a machshavas pigel. So very simple. If you're machashav to do Kabbalah chutz l'zmani chutz l'mkayimai, it's not a machshavas pigel. Stating that, If you look in the Rishonim, not here in Masechtas Vachon, but in Masechtas Chulin, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ran, and the Baal Hamor, Kulon, Beshita Achas, Keish Echad Belev Echad, say that if somebody would do Shechita, and he would have a mind to do the Kabbalah, Chutzazmanoi, Chutzum Kaimoi, the Halacha is, it would be a Machshav Espegel. And in the Shiurim, the Matmiya, on these Shechitas HaRishonim, it's Keneged, a Mefurish Sugi in Shas. The Gemara said that Rabbi Parfen heard a Chilah between Kabbalah and Zrika. Rabbi Akiva said, I'll explain it to you. It was three Chalukim. The first one was Kabbalah, Layasav HaMachshav HaKemaisa, Zrika, Asav HaMachshav. What does it mean? Yosef machshava kemaisa. After a whole sugya, it means that if you mechashit to do the zrika chutzas mani chutzam kaima, it is a machshava. If you mechashit to do the kabbalah chutzas mani chutzam kaima, it's not a machshava. But al kopanim, it comes out of maskanas gemara very, very clearly. Shchita al menas to do kabbalah chutzas mani chutzam kaima is not a machshava espigel. So what's pshat in all this rishonim? It's very, very shvet. But the emes is, if you think about it, there's a more fundamental issue. And that is that what's the definition of pigol? Definition of pigol is you're doing one of the dalet avodas, you're doing one of the dvarim hamivin l'dei achila, and you're mechashev b'shtei achila isakosav medaber. Either to do an achilas adam, or to do an achilas mizbeach chutz lezmanoi chutz l'mkoymei. This is it's an oimek that is kedai to get. And that is that ordinarily when you think of machshavas pigol, you think of it like a machshavas shloi l'shma. Machshavas shloi l'shma is you're doing one of the dalet avodas adam, you're doing one of the dvarim hama'akvin esakapara, shchita, kabbalah, loch, tzriki, and you did it with a machshavas zor. Machshavas pigol is the same thing. It's just a different type of machshav. It wasn't machshavas shloi l'shma. It wasn't chattas l'shem oila. It was to do something chutz lezmanoi chutz l'mkoymei. That's true. But really, if you want to understand it level two, if you want to understand it on a little bit of a deeper level, it's clear from the Gemaras we learned this morning that the way Pigol works is a little different than the way Machshava Shloi L'Shma works. The Pasuk emphasizes, and the Gemara says, when does the Machshava have to take place? B'dvarim hamivin lidei achila hakasim edaber. It takes place while you were doing one of the dvarim hamivin lidei achila. What were you thinking about? B'shtei achila is akasa medaber. Achas achila is adam, v'achas achila is... Why are we talking about achila? The teretz is, because like we said before, that the da'alat avaydis adam serve two purposes. Number one, they're the mechaprim, they're the meratzin. But number two, they were also matter the basar b'achila. The yisoyed machshavas pigal is that the kohen was doing one of the dvarim ha'mevin lidei achila. One of the things that are matter basar l'achila adam. Emurim lachilas mizbeach, and he thought about doing the achila chutz lezmanoi v'chutz l'mkaymei. He thought while he was doing the dabe that's matir the basar achila that I'm going to eat the basar chutz lezmanoi chutz l'mkaymei. While he was doing the thing that's matir the achilas mizbeach, that's matir the emurim on the mizbeach, he had in mind that I'm going to do the achilas mizbeach chutz lezmanoi chutz l'mkaymei. He was thinking about. While he's doing the davar hamater, the shirayim lemezbeach, that the shvicha shirayim, which is achilas mezbeach, is going to happen chutzas mani chutzam kaimai. So it's not so much about doing it while you're doing an avodas adam. It's not related to the kapara component of the carbon as much as it's related to the achilas basar, the side thing that takes place while the carbon's being brought. You're thinking b'dvarim hamivin l'dei achila, and you're thinking about the shtei achilas akasa medaver, achas achilas adam, achas achilas mezbeach. That's a yisoid. If that's the case, what's the havamina? What's the havamina? And according to those Rishonim Masechtas Chulin, it's even the maskana that it's possible to have a b'sheves pigol to do kabbalah chutz lezmani chutzum koymer. If the criteria to have a b'sheves pigol is that you have to think achila, achilas adam or achilas mizbeach, kabbalah sadam is not achilas adam, and a kabbalah sadam is not achilas mizbeach. L'chura, the criteria for b'sheves pigol is b'shtei achilas akosim medaber. Achas achilas adam, achilas mizbeach. So I understand if you mechashev achilas basa, that's achilas adam. Haktaris imur m'shvicha shirayim. That's achilas mizbeach. But l'chura, kabbalah is nisht achilas adam, it's not achilas mizbeach. So what's bechlal the havamina that it should be possible that you could do a kabbalah chutz lezmanoi chutzum koymer? L'chayr it's a pella. And according to those Rishonim Masechtas Chulin Daf Lametes, it's l'fi emes. So in the shiurim they bring from the Brisker Rav that the Brisker Rav explained it based on alumnus from Reb Chaim. We learned the Gemara and Daf Tes Amid Beis. The Gemara in the bottom, we said it was alumnus of Gemara, we said we'd get back to it. So we have to get back to it. The Gemara there brought a shayla. What would be if somebody, a kohen, is doing the shechita of a korban chatas? Chatas with shaloi l'shma is ma'akiv. Shaloi l'shma is poiselas. And while he was bringing the korban chatas, he had in mind not to do the chatas shaloi l'shma, but he had in mind that he's going to do the zrika. And when he does the zrika, he's going to have a machshava of shaloi l'shma b'shas the zrika. Shachta l'shma lizreik dama shaloi l'shma. Is it possible? Is it not possible? So shechita shelo lishma by a chatos is possible, but that's not what he did. He did the shechita l'shem chatos. He just had in mind while he was doing the shechita that I'm going to do the kabbalah lachas rika, obviously. And when I do this rika, I'm going to have in mind shelo lishma. Rabbi Yechon Amar Psula, Reish Lakish Amar Ksheir. Rabbi Yechon Amar Psula, Rabbi Yechon said it's possible. Mechash v'me avoida l'avoida. V'yalfina mimachshav es pigol. Said Rabbi Yechon, it's possible. You know why it's possible? Because mechash v'me avoida l'avoida, and it's no different than pigol. What do you see in Pigel? In Pigel, you see that if somebody, a Kayim, would do the Shechita, and he would have in mind to do the Zrika, it would be a Machshav as Pigel. So just like Shechita, Al Menas to do Zrika, is a Machshav HaPiselas, so to Shechita, Al Menas to do Zrika, Shalei Lishma, is also going to be a Machshav HaPiselas. Rish Lakish HaMakshera. Rish Lakish said it's kosher. Ein Mechashve Me'avoida L'Avoida. You can't be Mechashve Me'avoida L'Avoida. V'lo Yafina Me'machshav as Pigel. You can't learn from Machshav as Pigel. So there's a faster Rashi, the last Rashi on the Aftes on the days, that explains Shita's Rish Lakish. But Tamsis Advarim of what Rashi says is Rish Lakish Tainet, how are you comparing Pigel to Machshava Shalai Lashma? The Yisoid of Pigel has nothing to do with Mechashve Me'avoida L'Avoida. What's the Yisoid of Pigel? I'm doing an Avoida and I'm Mechashev in an Avoida? No, I'm Mechashev in Achilas Mizbeah. For Horai, if you're Mechashev in Akhtoras in Murin and Shvichashi Ryan, Achilas Bosa, they're not Avoidas. And still, what's the halacha? The halacha is it's a machshav es pigel. So how could you extract such a halacha of mechash v'me avoida l'avoida from machshav es pigel? What's hot machshav es pigel to tom et avoida? That's not the understanding. We just learned the Gemara right now. The yisoid of machshav es pigel is you're doing a dover hamevi l'dei achila, and you're thinking about the achila, b'shtei achilas, hakasa medaber. Has nothing to do with, I'm doing an avoida and I'm thinking about another avoida. So how is seton met avoida l'avoida? So it's seton where you're being mechashev in an achila, b'shtei achilas hakasa medaber. So fundamentally, Reish Lakish told Rabbi Yochanan, I don't understand how you can learn mechashev me'avoida l'avoida from machshav es pigel. Pigel's not a begedem mechashev. I was doing a shechita. I was thinking about doing another avoida, and the avoida is rika chutzah. It's nothing to do with the avoida. V'arai, if you were mechashev something that's not an avoida, you'd have the same halacha. V'asohot ton is mit achilas mizbeach. Achilas basar is not an avoida. Shvicha Shirayim is not an avoida. Haktar Seymur is not one of the Dalit avoida Saddam. Elamai, it's related to Achilas Mizbeach. So how could you, Rabbi Yochanan, tell me Mechash me avoida l'avoida? Gval. So in Shir they say that Rabbi Chaim, the Zayd Rabbi Chaim said, so Vosat Rabbi Yochanan Galeh. Vaisais Rabbi Yochanan argued fundamentally with Reish Lakish. Dosest. Avad, it's true, the Brisa that we just learned says very, very clearly, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, that the Yisoid of Machshev is Pigel. When you're Mechashe to do Achilas Bosar Achilas Mizbeach, as in Haktaras Emur, Shvich Shrayim Chutz Azmai Chutz Mkoymai, the reason it's Machshev HaPiselis is because you were doing a Dover maybe with the Achila and you were thinking about the Shtei Achilas. That is the yisoid of a classic pigel. Opposite that, tzveitasar pigel. And the tzveitasar pigel is where you were doing shechita, kabbalah ilacha, and you had in mind to do zrika. That too is a machshavas pigel, and that machshavas pigel works differently than the pigel that we learned this morning. That has nothing to do with dvarim hamevi l'dei achila, where you were mechashev and shtei achilas akasim medaber. The yisoid of that machshavas pigel is mechashve me'avoida l'avoida. I was doing the avoidas hashechita, and I thought about doing the hilig avoidas hazrika chutz hazman chutzim koymai. I had a machshav about a different avoida while I was doing this avoida mechashve me'avoida l'avoida. The yisoid of machshavas pigel. Almanas lizroik domei chutzlus mani chutzum koymai. This is the punchline. Is different than a machshav es pigel. Almanas to do achilas basar haktaras emurim shvichas shirayim chutzlus mani chutzum koymai. Almanas to do achilas basar shvichas shirayim haktaras emurim chutzlus mani chutzum koymai. That's you a mechashiv in one of the shtei achilas. You were thinking achilas mizbeach or achilas adam chutzlus mani chutzum koymai. That's a machshav es pigel. Nothing to do a mechashiv avoda l'avoda. Machshav to do zrika chutzlus mani chutzum koymai. That is a machshav. Now that is the chiddush because pasha. You would learn if you asked the man on the street, he would tell you, no, Zrika Chutzazman and Chutzamkhan is no different than Shvicha Shirayim or Akhtar Seymurim. It's also an Achilas Mizbeach. But that was Reb Chaim's Chiddush. Reb Chaim's Chiddush was that a Machshava to do Zrika Chutzazman and Chutzamkhan has nothing to do with the Achilas Mizbeach component of the Zrika. You have to know why not. Ayin Bekilas Yaakov and Stipler, there's a lot of rate to explain Reb Chaim. But that's the Yisrael Reb Chaim. And he was Mechiach, where? from Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. But Al Kaponim, what do you see from Reb Chaim's Yisoid, said the Brisker Rav? You see something gewaldic. You see that there's two dinim and pigle. This pigle where you were mechashiv to do an achila chutzal zmanei chutzal kaimai. And then this pigle where you were mechashiv to do an avoida chutzal zmanei chutzal kaimai. And it works with the lumdus of mechashiv mi avoida la avoida. So much so that Rabbi Yochanan was able to take out of there that mechashiv mi avoida la avoida by shalei l'shma also. It works out the avoida. If that's the case, we can understand the Rishonim mechul and aflam and test. The Rishonim that say that if you're mechashiv to do the kabbalah chutzal zmanei chutzal kaimai, it's considered a machshava. We ask, what's geita for? Kabbalah is not achilas adam, it's not achilas mizbech. What's the havamina? How could it be true according to those Rishonim that a machshava to do kabbalah chutzal zmanei chutzal kaimai? That's all true if the geder of all machshavas pigel is to do achilah. A besedah tzveitid in pigel, and that tzveitid in pigel works mechashiv avoda lavoida. These Rishonim hold that mechashiv avoda lavoida is going to be true not only if you are mechashiv to do the avoda zazrika chutzal zmanei chutzal kaimai, even if you are mechashiv to do the kabbalah. Emes isn't the shiurim from Yeshua. He says over that from the Gemara alone it's muchach that way, because Rav Parfen said shamati. I heard a chilik between Kabbalah and Zrika. He doesn't know that being a Farishah. Rabbi Kiva says, I'm going to tell you what you heard. You heard three chumras in Zrika over Kabbalah. You heard that by Zrika, Asaba Machshavi Kemaisa, Kabbalah Asaba Machshavi Kemaisa. You heard Zarka Bechutz Chayiv, Kibbalah Bechutz, you're not going to be Chayiv. You heard Zarka Psulim, Chayiv Misa, whereas Kibbalah Psulim, you're not Chayiv Misa. So they ask in Shir, I don't understand. Bishlam are the latter two, they're chumras. There's an avodas Kabbalah. There's an avodas Zrika. The avodas Zrika has certain chumras. Number one, if you do Zrika outside of the Makom HaMikdash, you chayiv karas. You don't have that by Kabbalah. So that shows chashivus to the avodas Zrika. If a apostle would do Zrika, he'd be chayiv misa. You don't have that by Kabbalah. So you see a chashivus to Zrika. What's the first one? We're going backwards. What's the first one? The first one was that if you mechashev to do zrika chutzal zmanei chutzal kaimai, it's a machshavas pigel. But if you mechashev to do kabbalah chutzal zmanei chutzal kaimai, it's not a machshavas pigel. Don't stay tastos a chumra in zrika over kabbalah. What do you say a chumra in zrika over kabbalah? Maybe kabbalah is just as chumra as zrika. You know why you can be mechashev in zrika, you can't be mechashev in kabbalah? Because zrika is achilas mizbeach, and kabbalah is not achilas mizbeach. It's a punct. It has nothing to do with the chshivus of the avoida. It's not a mile in avoida sa zrika. Zrika sits in the front, Kabbalah sits in the back. You know why? Because if you mechashiv in zrika, chutzas mani chutzam kaimai, it's pigle. If you mechashiv in Kabbalah, chutzas mani chutzam kaimai, it's not pigle. Mecha tasty zrika is more chashiv than Kabbalah. Zrika punkt is an achilas. Shchita punkt happens with a knife. Zrika punkt happens with a bucket. Zrika punkt is an achilas mizbeach. I mean, we can punkt everything. It's not a mailo in the etzem avoida. Sure, they say that's all true on Reb Chaim. Of Noch Reb Chaim, we see not that way. Because the Yisoid of Machsheves Pilgel by Zrika is Mitzad Mechashve Me'avoida La'avoida. So you say, Meris, if you Mechashev in Zrika Chutzal Zmani Chutzal Koimoi, Zrika is a Avoida Chashuva, it triggers a Machsheves Pilgel. You don't have that when it comes to Kabbalah. That's a Chumra in Zrika over Kabbalah. That's why that was listed as one of the three Chumras. We'll do a little bit more Gemara. Zok the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Breder, Rabbi Chiyo, Shemati, I heard, Shetfilas Etzba Mifageles, Bechatas Pnimis. So the halach is that the zrika on the chatas achitzoyne was different than the zrika on the chatas and the mizbeach hapnimi. So there were two mizbeachas. Mizbeach achitzoyne, that was in the azara, and the mizbeach hapnimi, that was in the hechel. Most karbanos were brought on the mizbeach achitzoyne. There were some karbanos, very few, that were brought on the mizbeach hapnimi. The ones that were brought on the mizbeach hapnimi were chatois. The k'tairis was brought on the mizbeach hapnimi. But as far as karbanos go, very, very few. But the way that the zrika was done on the mizbeach achitzoyne was very different than the way the zrika was done on the mizbeach hapnimi. Mizbeach achitzoyne, the kohen would take the kli shareis with which he did the Kabbalah, and he would using the kli shareis, he would pour the blood, do the zrika of the dam on the mizbeach. Mizbeach hapnimi, he would take his finger, the tovel etzboi badam, he would toivel it in the dam, and with his finger he would do the zrika. So Rabbi Yehuda Breid Rabbi Chia said, I heard that tfilas etzba mifagelos bechatas hapnimi. If a kohen was doing the zrika on the mizbeach hapnimi, and while he did tfilas etzba, he put his finger into the dam, he had a machshavas pigel, he had a machshava to do something chutzal zmanei chutzal kaimai. It's a machshava hapeiselas. Shoma ilfa of ilfa fame. Heard amra kameder bar pada, and he told bar pada. He says, "How's that possible? Klumba banu pigel elamisha. What's the makar to machshavas pigel? We learn from the carbon shlomim. At the ikar parasha pigel v'meyachal yeyachal nipsar zavach shlomov. It's talking about a carbon shlom. So why don't we say mashlomim ain't tefilas esma fagelos bem avchatos ain't tefilas esma fagelos bem? There's no tefilas etzba by a carbon shlomim because the carbon shlomim was brought in as mizbeach achitzan. So the whole tefilas etzba was non-existent. It was na. Not applicable when it came to the carbon shlomim. So that means there's no tefilas etzba by the shlomim. So mecha teisa, you can learn that you could be mefagel during tefilas etzba. If the makar is shlomim, doesn't have to be dumya de shlomim. That was Ilfa's kasha. But the Gemara asked, "Yeah, call me shlomim lamdu. You want to go down this road? You want to tell me that the only time you have a machshavas pigel is if it's something that would be an issue by shlomim? Ima shlomim. Why don't we say then shloim l'shman ein moitzim de pigel? Af chata shloim l'shman ein moitzim de pigel. What would be if a kohen brought a carbon chatas shloim l'shman and he had a machshavas pigel? So it was tarti l'reisa. He had both a machshavas shloim l'shman and a machshavas pigel. Would it be pigel? Obviously possible. But would it be pigel? Would it not be pigel? Would you have the chumra of pigel? Karis. The answer is no. The reason is because the only time something's called pigel is if without the machshavas pigel it would have been kosher. Just like if you'd be makiv a bal mum with a machshavas pigel, it wouldn't be a machshavas pigel, obviously, because it's not a kosher akrova. So a machshavas shloi l'shma makes the akrova not a kosher akrova. Once it's not a kosher akrova, at that point, you can't. Now, that's all true if you're bringing a carbon chakas. What if you're bringing a carbon shlomim, and you had a machshavas shloi l'shma and a machshavas pigel? Shlomim kol azvachim shen izvachu shloi l'shma cheir. Being that the carbon is going to be kosher, so the shloi l'shma doesn't make it a krov apsula. If it's not a krov apsula, so now the machshavas pigel is going to be machshavas pigel. But the Gemara says, so why don't we say then, according to your logic, Ilfa, that you want to tell me that it has to be doimit the shlomim, so l'chura ma shlomim shloi l'shma emay tzibidei pigel, if you would have a machshavas shloi l'shma while you're bringing the carbon shlomim, and you'd also have a machshavas pigel, what would be that loch? It would be pigel because shalei l'shma didn't make the carbon possible. So say af chata shalei l'shma ein moitzi midei pigel. So say the same thing by chata, and we know it's not the case because by chata shalei l'shma is not pigel. Elamai yislach lemeim. What do you have to say? Mirbuy de kroy kasya. Meaning it's true that the makar of pigel is in the parish of shlomim, but there's ribuyim that tell me not only shlomim, other kabbonis as well. So hachinami mirbuy de kroy kasi. I know the ikka parish is by shlomim, but it's not only true for shlomim. It's true for other karbanos as well, such as the Chatas HaPnimi. And the Chatas HaPnimi happens to have an avoida called Vitaval Etzba, Tfilas Etzba. So could be, it could be Mefagel B'Shas Tfilas Etzba. Amr Rabbi Shulman Levi, Rabbi said, V'Aliyah Zu Shamati, I heard in this Aliyah, She Tfilas Etzba Mefagel, same halacha, that Tfilas Etzba is Mefagel. If the Kohen does the Tfilas Etzba while he's bringing the Chatas that was born in the Mesbeach HaPnimi with a Machshev as Pigel, it's Pigel. Toiba Rishim Ben Lokash, Kul Namadnu, Pigel Alam Yishlam. What's the Makar to Pigel Shlom? Same question. Ma Shlom Ain Tfilas Etzba Mefagel as Behem. Av Chatas Ain Tfilas Etzba Mefagel as Behem. So he asked him the same kasha. Again, what was the kasha? If you're learning it from shlomim, shlomim doesn't have tefilas etzba. So mecha teitzah, you can learn that you can have a machshavas pigel b'shas tefilas etzba. But the Gemara says, v'chiyakom yishlomim lamanu, if you want to go down this road, same shakla v'tari as in the previous Gemara. Say, imash shlomim shloi l'shma ein moitzim v'dei pigel, avchata shloi l'shma ein moitzim v'dei pigel. Say, just like if you would have a machshavas shloi l'shma and a machshavas pigel, it would be pigel. Why? Because the machshavas shloi l'shma by a shlomim didn't pass all the carbon, because kol azvachim ksherim. So l'chura, say the same thing by chatas. Here the Gemara gives a different teretz. Amr Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Chanina, and hakol mishlamim lam. Really, we learn everything from shlamim, and it has to be dumi l'shlamim. Are you asking me a question? How then could the halacha be that a machshava shloi l'shma is moitzi midei pigel by a carbon chatas? If it's not moitzi midei pigel by a carbon shlamim, the reason is we learn it from shlamim, not from shlamim shloi l'shma, because shlamim shloi l'shma is kosher. We learn it from shlamim chutzlim kaim. What's the chilek between a machshavas pigel of chutzlim zmane, machshavas pigel of chutzlim kaim? So machshavas pigel of chutzlim zmane is karis, machshavas pigel of chutzlim kaim is not karis. But a machshavas pigel of chutzlim kaim still passes the carbon. So what would be if a kaim was bringing a carbon and he had a machshava b'shas shchit to do chutzlim kaim, and then b'shas kabbalah to do chutzlim zmane? It also wouldn't be pigel. In the chorus sense, it's pigel because man of shachar was chutzlim kaimich and chutzlim zmanich. But you don't have the chorus because once it was machshav of chutzlim kaimich, now the carbon's pasul. Once it's pasul, so it can't be chal the chorus that comes about ayday the chutzlim zmanich. It's the same methodology as why if it was shaloi lishma and chutzlim zmanich, you wouldn't have pigel. Chutzlim kaimich and chutzlim zmanich, you wouldn't have pigel either. Now that's the halacha of chutzlim zmanich and chutzlim kaimich. That's not pigel true even by shlom. Because it's true, shlomim shloi l'shma is kasher, but shlomim chutzlim kaimai is pasul. So said Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Chanina, now you know that a machshava shloi l'shma is moitzi midei pigel by chatas. I learn it from shlomim. I shlomim gufa shloi l'shma is kasher. How do I learn it from shlomim? I learn it from the fact that that same halach is true by a shlomim chutzlim kaimai. So just like chutzlim kaimai by shlomim, which is machshava pisels at the end of the day, could be moitzi midei pigel. So shloi l'shma by Chatzis and Pesach, which is a machshava pisalas, will also be moitzi midei pigel. Again, Amr Reb Yosef Reb Chanina, it hakol mishlamim lamdu. Hayol bechutzim kaimi paisel b'shlamim, v'shaloy l'shma paisel b'chatzis. Ma chutzim kaimi paisel b'shlamim moitzi midei pigel. Av shaloy l'shma paisel b'chatzis moitzi midei pigel. Amr Reb Yirmiyo mitzi de tafu. How could you learn shaloy l'shma from chutzim kaimi? Ma chutzim kaimi paisel b'shlamim shekein noy b'chalas vachim. Chutzim kaimi as a chumra. The chumra is it's noyig by all zvachim. Taymar b'shaloy l'shma sheinu noyig el b'paisel b'chatzis b'vad. As opposed to Shaloy Lishma, that's only noyig by certain karbonas. Elamayas lachlamim, you can't learn Shaloy Lishma from Chutzlim Kaimai. Still, the halacha is that a chata Shaloy Lishma and Chutzlim Zmana is not going to be pigle. How do you know that? You can't learn it from Shlomim because Shlomim Shaloy Lishma is kasha. And you can't learn it from Chutzlim Kaimai by Shlomim because Chutzlim Kaimai is more chamer than Shaloy Lishma. So, how do you know that? So, what must you say? Elamayas lachlamim, dover apoysel bahen, maitzimi de pigle. Dover ma'akabem, mevila de pigle. That together is the Torah told me pigle by Shlomim. But there's certain guidelines that principles of Shlomim that I could apply to all karbanas. So by Shlomim, anything that's ma'akiv in the kapara of what the Shlomim comes to accomplish, you have pigel, same thing is going to be true by shar karbanas. Anything that's moitzi midei pigel by Shlomim, so you could be moitzi by shar karbanas. You're not meshubit to what works by Shlomim, what doesn't work by Shlomim. You just meshubit to the gedorim, to the rules and the regulations. You take the principles that govern Shlomim and you apply it to Shar Karbanos. But each carbon, you apply it as it relates to its own Shulchan Aruch. So it's true. There's no such thing as Tfilas Etzba by a Shlomim. But there is something called that a Dover Ma'akiv Kapara by Shlomim, you can be Mefaglin. So by a Chatas Pnimi, where Tfilas Etzba is one of the Dvarim Ma'akiv Kapara, if you would have a Machsheves Pigel B'Shas, the Tfilas Etzba by the Chatas Pnimi, it would be a Machsheves Pigel. Hachinami, Dover Apoysel Ba, Moitzim De Pigel, Dover Ma'akiv Ba, Mevila De Pigel. Either way, the Shailun the Gemara is Tfilas Etzba, which was a unique Avodah that was done Dafka by the Karbe Chatas that was brought on the Mizbeach Pnimi. If the Kohen was mefagel b'shas tefilas etzba, is it a machsheves pigel or is it not a machsheves pigel? The Gemara picks up and says, "Amr Amori, afanan nami tenino. I'll bring you a raya. Ze'akol kol akoymeitz v'noisein b'kli v'hamoylech v'hamakter." We know that just like the dalad avoidus hadam, dalad avoidus that were done with every behema that was brought as a carbon, so too there were parallel dalad avoidus that were done with the carbon mincha. What was the parallel? The equivalent thereof to the shechita by a mincha was the kemitza. Just like by the carbon there was Kabbalah, so too the Kohen would have to take the koimetz and put it into a klisharis. There was halacha taking the dam to the mizbeach. There was halacha by a mincha, the Kohen would have to take the koimetz and bring it to the mizbeach. And finally, there was zrika with the dam. There was haktara with the koimetz. So the Brisa says, "Kol akoimetz v'noisim b'kli v'amodach v'amakter," and he has machsheves pigel. It's a machshava apiselus. So the Gemara, "Bishleim koimetz haynu shoychet." I understand why you can be machash and machsheves pigel by koimetz because that's similar to shchita. Moilech haynu moilech makter nami haynu zorik. Like we just spoke out. Elo noisim b'kli my ninu. What avoida exactly is noisim b'kli? There's no noisim b'kli's equivalent when it comes to a carbon shlomim. So why then is it that you can have a machsheves pigel b'shas the koyin is taking the koyimetz and putting it into a clay? If you learn it from Shlomim, shouldn't it have to be an avoida that Shlomim has? Now says the Midami the Kabbalah. You're going to tell me what do you mean noisim b'kli? That's Kabbalah, like we just mentioned. But Midami hasam emela hachi iu klashakel. I don't think it's the same as Kabbalah because Kabbalah the koyin just stands with the klisharis. The dam flows memela out of the behema after it was shachud, and he just receives. He just catches the dam, as opposed to the mincha, the kmitza, where you physically have to take the koymitz and you have to put it into the klisharis. Says the Gemara, meaning it's not Kabbalah. So why then could you have a machsheves pigel? You have to say elokim dolei sagid leyav al korchi avoidah chshuvi. You have to say that being that it's a critical avoidah in the avos mincha, you can't have a mincha without taking the koymitz and put it into a klisharis. That in and of itself gives it a chashivas. And that's why you can be mefagel. So you'll have to say the same thing. You'll have to say that when it comes to tefilas etzba, being that it's something that you have to do, that's enough for you to have a machsheves pigel. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is, you have a raya from the fact that you can be mechash a machsheves pigel when you take the koimetz and put it into a klisharis, that you don't have to be mechashev in an avoda that Shlomim has. Because Shlomim doesn't have that avoda of putting it into klisharis. It has something similar, but it doesn't have that avoda. Elamai, as long as it's an avoda chashuva, it's an avoda that's ma'akiv, the carbon that you're bringing, not now. It doesn't have to be ma'akiv the Shlomim, it has to be ma'akiv the carbon you're bringing. As long as it's ma'akiv that carbon, that's enough that you can be mefagel in that avoda. So as it relates to our shayla, could you be mefagel the shas tefilas etzpah by the chatas apnimi? There's no difference between the tefilas etzbay by a chatas apnimi and taking the koimitz and put it into a klisharis. As a result, the halacha is that you could be mefagel. If you take a look at the Lashon HaGemara, the Gemara threw in one word that's going to be a segue for the hemshech hasugya, and that is the Gemara said hacha nami kibin delei sagi delei yavid la. You have to say that tefilas etzbay, being that it's something you have to do when you bring the chatas apnimi, ahainu halacha. Therefore, we look at it as halacha. Now, why do we have to say that? And why is it halacha? Why can't you just say tefillas etzba is an avoda chashuva? What do we mean haino halacha? So it's not clear why the Gemara had to say that. The achronim grapple with it. But one thing is clear, that what the Gemara is suggesting is that haino halacha, that we don't just look at it as a random avoda hamakeves, but we look at it as being part and parcel of the avodas halacha. What's halacha? Taking the dam and being mekarvet to the mizbeach. So essentially, that's what you're doing. You're taking it from the kli, you're putting it onto your finger, you're being mekarvet to the mizbeach. But the bottom line is, what the Gemara is suggesting is that haynu halacha, and as a result, it is an avodah chshuva, and that's why you could be mefagel in tefillas etzba. But the Gemara says, loy, this whole theory, this tzushtel to mincha is not a good tzushtel. Lo'olam d'domi l'kabbalah. Really, I'm going to tell you that you can't just be mefagel in a random machshava. The reason you could be mefagel when you take the koimetz and you put it into a klisharis is because we look at it as Kabbalah. Ukti kamrit, why the Gemara suggests that it's not Kabbalah? Because hacham emeilo hasam iu kashakel v'yav, says the Gemara, no, kivan, the idi v'idi matan klihu, being that regardless, you're putting it into a keli, mali memeilo, mali kashakel v'yav, meaning the whole raya from mincha was based on the assumption that you see you could be mefagel when you take the koimetz and you put it into the klisharis. I, when you take the koimetz and you put it into a klisharis, there's no equivalent avoida by a shlomen. Because it's an avodah chashuva, so tefillas etzba should be the same way. The Gemara says it's not true. It's Kabbalah. There is an equivalent when it comes to a regular carbon. The equivalent is that it's Kabbalah. So something that has an equivalent by shlomim, you can be mefagel. But tefillas etzba that doesn't have an equivalent by a carbon shlomim, for that you won't be able to be mefagel. Says the Gemara, Levi Ketanoi. This shayla, whether you can be mefagel tefillas etzba by a chatas panimi, is machlekes tanam. Tani chad, we learned in one brayse tefillas etzba mefagelas bechatas. The tefillas etzba is mefagel by a carbon chatas. Tani yiduch le mefagelas veloy mespagelas. Might laugh tanoi. He doesn't. It seem pretty clear that it's machlekes. So at the end of the day, this Shaila, where Ilfa chimed in, and you had a bunch of different Amayram and back and forth, doesn't it seem to be two Mefurish Shabraises? Tani Chada, Tfilas Etzba Mefagelas, Betani Yidach Loi Mefagelas, Gemara says Loi. Harabban and Harab Shimon. So the Gemara says something very geschmack, a nice twist in the sugya. We said before that when the Gemara explained Tfilas Etzba, the Gemara called it Haylach. Oh, once it's Haylach, so you can say that really there's no Shaila. Everybody agrees that any avoida that's ma'akiv in the particular carbon that you're bringing right now is an avoida chashuva, and you can be mefagel in it. It doesn't have to be doimet shlomim. Aye, why then is there a man d'amar that holds you can't be mefagel by tefillas etzba? Because tefillas etzba is haylocha at its core. And there's a man d'amar, Rav Shimon. Who's Rav Shimon? The Mishnah daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, Rav Shimon machshava hiloch. Rav Shimon holds there's never a machshava hapiselos when it comes to haylocha. So the braisa that says you can't be mefagel in tefillas etzba isn't just a random tana, it's none other than Rav Shimon. But the Gemara says, Rav Shimon, Ma'ir tefillas etzba can't be Rav Shimon, because when's it negei tefillas etzba l'chura by the chatoyis apnimius? Because that's the only time it says in the Torah v'tova letzboi. But that it says it by the chatoyis apnimi. And ha'amar, there's another Rav Shimon in Shas who holds kol she'ine al mizbeach achitzan kishlam emei v'mishum pigol. Rav Shimon shita is that you can't be mefagel b'chlal on any carbon that was brought in the mizbeach. You could only be mefagel in a carbon that was born in the mizbeach achitzon. So it's anyways not negayah to be mefagel b'shas tefillas etzba, because tefillas etzba is by the chatas apnimi, and the chatas apnimi by definition was brought in the mizbeach apnimi. Rav Shimon holds that kol she'ine al mizbeach achitzon kishlomim ein b'mishum pigel. So you can't tell me that the brisa that says the tani chada that says that you can't be mefagel by tefillas etzba is Rav Shimon. It's Rav Shimon l'shitasa that holds you can never be mefagel b'halacha, and tefillas etzba is merely halacha. Because if it's Rav Shimon wouldn't be telling me a halacha in the tefillas etzba of the chatas apnimi. Rav Shimon would be standing and saying there's no pigel b'chlal with any avoida on the mizbeach hapnimi. Not by the shechita, not by the kabbalah, not by halacha, not by the zrika, not by the tefillas etzba either. From the fact that we're talking about a nuance in the avoid the mizbeach hapnimi. It's a raya that it's not Reb Shimon. So the Gemara says you're right. Hello, hello, Rabbanu. You have to say that both prices that discuss tfilas expert whether you could be mefagel, you can't be mefagel, are going according to the Rabbanu. But the kasha kam bechatoyis achitzoynios, kam bechatoyis hapnimis. We're going according to Rabbanu that hold you could be mefagel b'hoylocha. What's the shaila between the two brises? It's not a machloikis whether you need an avoid the dumi the shlamim or don't need an avoid the dumi the shlamim. Everybody holds that you don't need an avoid that's dumi the shlamim. The two brises are one's talking about the mizbeach hapnimi and one's talking about the mizbeach hachitzoyin. The mizbeach hapnimi where it says the tovel over there tefillas ma'akev. In the, it, we look at it as an avodah chshuva. You can be mafagel in it, but in mizbeach achitzin, where it never says in the Torah v'taval, over there, there's no such halacha. But the Gemara says chatoyis achitzin is pshita, like sevu v'taval. So I need a brisa to tell me that. I need a brisa to tell me that when you're doing the zrika on the mizbeach achitzin, where it doesn't say v'taval, so there's no halacha that you can be mafagel b'shas tefila. If it doesn't say in the Torah v'taval, what's the havamino? You should be able to be mafagel b'shas tefila. Says the Gemara, it's true. No, you still need it. So I mean, I would have thought, hey, because of the lokach, being that although it doesn't say v'taval. But it says we mentioned this earlier. When you go through these Gemaras and Zvachim, you have to pay attention from beginning to end because the Gemara mentions things so fast, and if you miss it, it could literally impact the way you're going to understand the Gemara later. So it's true, it doesn't say v'taval when you're doing the zrikas on the Mizbeach Achitzayin, but it says v'lokach hakoy midam hachatas v'etzboy. He's doing the zrika with his etzba. If he's doing it with his etzba, how did it get to his etzba? How did it come from the klisharis to zetzba? So presumably it came through a tefillah. Now the Torah doesn't say v'taval. The Torah says v'lokach. But we know, says the Gemara, osi koif, if a monkey would come, literally. Romi lu ayyadeh b'ayla mishkos v'nachriti. It wouldn't work. You would have to do it again. So although it doesn't say v'taval, but kemandach se v'taval tami. It's as if it says v'taval. So I would have thought that even though it doesn't say v'taval, but being that it's kemandach se v'taval, maybe that's enough for tefillah to be an avodah chshuva, even on the mizbeach achitzoy, so that the halacha should now be, you could be mefagel even by tefillah setzpah on the mizbeach achitzoy. The Kamash Malin is that you can't be mefagel in the tefillah. Why? Because it doesn't say v'tavah. But I thought even though it doesn't say v'tavah, it's kemandach v'tavah. It's true. But why did the Torah only write it kemandach v'tavah? Why did the Torah write v'tavah? To teach me that it's not an avodah chshuva in the sense that you should be able to mefagel in it. So at the end of the day, there was an element of tefillas etzba by the chatas that was brought in the mizbeach hapnimi. There was an element of tefillas etzba by the chatas that was brought in the mizbeach hachitzin. By the mizbeach hapnimi, it says v'taval. By the mizbeach hachitzin, it doesn't say v'taval. There's a big nafkamina l'alocha. Shamati, Rabbi Yehuda Breid, Rabbi Chia says in the beginning of the sugya, and it stood after a whole omid of shakla v'tariya, she tefillas etzba mefagelis b'chatas hapnimiyos. Why? Because it says v'taval. It's an avodah chshuva. It's an avodah chshuva. You can be mefagel in it. And even though the makar to the parsha pigel, this week's parsha, is the carbon shlomim, so the makar is the carbon shlomim, and shlomim was brought in the mizbeach achitzayin. It doesn't have a v'taval. It doesn't matter. But what we learn from shlomim is that any avodah that's chshuva, that's ma'akiv kapara in a shlomim, has a parsha of pigel. So too, any avodah chshuva in any carbon that you're bringing, as long as it's chashiv in that akrav, it doesn't have to be chashiv in shlomim. That's enough. They should be able to be mefagel. So it says v'tava by the chatas apnimi. That's enough. By the chatas that was born in the mizbeach achitzin, there was also a din tefillas etzba. But I know it because it says v'lokach. I don't know it from an explicit term in the Torah of v'tava. Being that it doesn't say v'tava, it's not looked at as an avodah chshuva. As a result, you can't be mefagel in it. So we began the Gemara, and we'll finish the Gemara, Netz Hashem, tomorrow.